This week on the Warp World Podcast, we predict the future of E3. Welcome, everybody, to episode 47?
47.
Oh, the Quattro Siete.
I thought you were going to not get it there.
I had to think about it for a second. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to go ahead and predict the future title of this episode, and that's predicting the future. Because we got a lot to talk about this week, but it's all about stuff that's happening in the future right now, and that's E3. First of all, I want to introduce X-Water, of course.
Hello.
And Jaku.
Hey there.
Jaku, how are you feeling this week? How's everything going?
I'm a little tired, actually. It's been a long week. It's been a lot of stuff has happened since Friday, and it's just, you know, we're getting there, though. Saturday, yeah. I pick up my flamethrower in L.A., and I'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, you pick up your Elon Musk flamethrower, right?
Yeah. So that's going to hopefully be fun, and hopefully I get it on the plane, and I'll make it to the next episode of the Warp World Podcast.
Yeah, how are you going to get that on a plane? I hope that doesn't let you on a plane. No offense. Like,
it's not going to be a carry-on.
So, yeah, I'm going to check the bag, and from what I can tell, propane tanks are potentially allowed, but I'm just going to toss that to the side. I'm not going to take that to the airport. I'm going to put it in a gun case.
Get another one.
Yeah, I can put it in the gun case, and because you can check a gun. So I'm just be like,
that's fair. Yeah, you can. You can check guns. This is America. Of course,
y'all Americans are scaring me right now.
Yeah, of course you can check guns. I mean,
so I'll just be like, yeah, it's my gun. And if they question it, I'll be like, oh, I can show it to
my
you.
My fire gun. What
it's
do you
my
mean?
Firearm.
You have one?
It's my firearm.
Oh, you should say your. Oh my God, you should say that.
Yeah, that's what I do. But yeah,
God. So by the time you guys hear this, Jaku will probably be in jail. But that's neither here nor there. Where do you have to go to pick it up?
L.A. I'm going to be at the SpaceX headquarters.
Ooh.
So if you hear about any explosions there too on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, just a bunch of dudes picking up their flamethrowers. I'm sure everything will be fine.
It's going to be a nice, calm day for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say check out the live stream, but you're not going to hear this in time for that. Go back and watch it.
Oh, man. X-Water, right now, I mean, after this, people have heard the first episode of Warp World Historians.
Yeah, dude, I've been like giddy all week. I can't wait for the first episode to drop. You know, we scheduled it to last night, and like it's good to go. And I'm just beaming with excitement, man.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to it yet. Awesome. I'm super excited to feel and share this moment with all of our viewers. Tomorrow.
This is going to be like the first time you get to, like, this is the first Warp World podcast that you're going to get to listen to as like a real fresh listener, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Is Jaku never missed a podcast?
I've missed one.
Yeah, I was going to say Jaku's missed one.
Fair.
But I mean,
he's
like,
usually just so
he didn't
precise.
Listen to it, but he was like, but I didn't fucking listen to it.
No, fuck that episode. Yeah, no,
I missed one
episode.
But
is the worst episode, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
where's the third guy? Where's that ginger guy? We need him. It's how we get our checks.
You know, we got the rice, we got the meat, we need the ginger to make the perfect little sushi here. That's us three.
All right. Decide
who's who.
I guess I'm the ginger, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That was obvious. You know what isn't obvious, though?
Tell us.
What's dropping at E3?
Oh, good segue. All right. You're segueing already. We're segueing.
Yeah,
I mean, I was kind of wanting to do some more formalities, but okay.
I mean,
segue.
I'm down, but like, you know, I see that.
I just want to bullshit for a little bit.
I love the bullshit.
I'm just enjoying my time with you guys right now. But yeah, I mean, it's something we got to talk about. It's all we're talking about this week, honestly, is E3 predictions.
Yeah.
Who do we want to start with? Microsoft? Let's start with Microsoft.
Let's start with Microsoft. Let's ease in nice and soft, you know?
So the way we're going to break this down here, ladies and gentlemen,
we kind of really have,
I feel like we needed some music for breaking it down. Hey, shout out to Spawn on Me podcast, because they do that as well. No, actually, I'm going to just steal their bit. Break it down. The way we're going to break it down here. I just completely stole their bit.
Let's steal their audio, too.
Yeah, we should. We should. The way we're going to break it down here. Don't steal their audio. That was a joke. Anyway, breaking it down. Three questions. I can't even talk.
Hey, Pooh, how are we going to break it down?
We're going to talk about what each company needs. We're going to talk about what we expect. And then we're going to talk about our wildest dreams.
All right.
Okay. Those are the three things we're going to talk about.
All right.
Let's start with Microsoft.
Let's start it off with Microsoft then. Guys, what does Microsoft need to do? I think there's a lot of answers we can give here.
Jaku, you want to start?
Oh, man. All right. Putting me in the hot seat. Here we go.
I can start. I can start if you need me to.
I'm fine with it. It's just, you know, okay. It's a little hot in the seat. yeah, so Microsoft
You're getting a flamethrower and you're complaining about hot seats? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I need some water nearby in case there's a fire. So stick around, X-Water. all right. So Microsoft needs like something to be different from Sony and Nintendo, obviously. Like Nintendo's mobile, handheld, and awesome. And Sony's got like VR. So what's Microsoft's gimmick? Kinect obviously didn't work. But I think Microsoft needs something big like that or some big exclusive title because the past few titles have been lackluster. No one really cared about Halo 5. Sea of Thieves wasn't so hot. I mean,
It started hot.
It was hyped, yeah. It was real hyped.
Apparently, they hired like 100 people recently to start adding to the game. And I'm like, why don't you hire those guys months ago? What the hell?
Dude, this is a No Man's Sky all over
it
again.
It kind of is.
No Man's Sky. 2 years later is a pretty popping game. People like it now. Like,
sad fact.
This hype's already gone.
I think Sea of Thieves is still, I mean, like, this is funny because I was actually running through streams yesterday and just seeing how many people were streaming it. And Sea of Thieves had like 400 people streaming it, honestly. It had a lot of people playing it, which that was impressive to me. There weren't that many people watching it, but there was a lot of people streaming it, which told me something. I do agree with you though, Jaku. Like Microsoft needs something to stand out because like Sony's been banging out the park with these single player games.
Yeah, and it seems like they have multiplayer games. They have the exclusive Spider-Man. They have
Detroit
came out. Yeah.
This is the Sony part.
God of War.
We don't need to say what they got. We just know they got stuff.
I won't go back to Sony. But no, you're completely right. Microsoft needs something. I don't know if that's a title. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the HoloLens. I don't know if they announce like a Minecraft sequel.
Ooh.
I don't know what they can do that can move the pants enough in enough gamers, you know.
Yeah.
Make them pitch enough tents to get them excited again right now. Because I tell you right now, I don't know about you guys. I have not even turned on my Xbox in 2 years.
I don't even own an X-Bone.
I was thinking about it before this. And, like, I don't even know what you could do to convince me to want to play an Xbox, like not even buy it, like to want to actively find one and play it.
You can do everything you want on PC. Like you can get all their games also on PC. And you know what? And I think speaking to that too, with all the games you can buy on PC, I've not bought one of them either. So it's not like I want to play their games.
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves trying to use the Microsoft like PC game client to play it was the most difficult experience of my life.
Oh, their online store is horrendous. Like, how do you make Windows and make such a shitty online store?
Because they made Windows.
I guess that kind of explains itself.
That was easy. Oh, man. No, Microsoft, I mean, that's their big thing, I guess, is, hey, you got the Xbox, you got the PC, it doesn't matter, you can play whatever. One big thing that we don't have, I guess, on PC part that the Xbox does have is backwards compatibility. And
360 and everything. Yeah.
Microsoft has been adding backwards compatibility to the X-Bone a lot over the last few years. Every now and then I see like updates like, oh, we now support this game and this game. And that's really cool. Mm. Something that Sony has is the PlayStation Now. So I don't know if Microsoft needs to go that route and have like an online streaming service. To compete.
That would be huge.
Especially if you could play it on PC, because then you can play potentially Xbox 360 and Xbox One games on PC. And that might be what really helps Microsoft like lead this year, is if all the backlog of games are done that way.
I think that's a really good point. I think another thing that we don't fully kind of consider with Microsoft is like they do have a lot more of the less vocal, the more casual adult gamer market. They have a lot of that, you know, like the guys who play COD and Halo and all that stuff after work or whatever. And I think they have to do something to like differentiate themselves enough from PlayStation in that regard, because Halo 5, people didn't care about. Gears 4, people didn't care about. And back when like the Xbox 360 was pumping, Halo 3 and Gears of War 1, 2, and 3 were like the driving force. That's why I got a 360 in high school for Halo 3, because it was sweet, right?
Yep.
But Halo 5, I don't even know what you do in it. I don't know if there's cool new guns, grenades. Well, I haven't seen gameplay of it.
Right,
it's pretty decent, actually. Like, as someone who's played Halo 5, it's pretty good, but it's not like Halo 3, you know? And I mean, there's still some like weird portions to it where you're just like, why is this in there? You know, I feel like some major missteps they had was like, they changed their always online system. And I know they were getting like so much flack for it.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that was a kind of ahead of its time idea. And the things they were going to be able to do with it were pretty awesome. Like,
I agree.
Sharing games with everybody. And I just feel like this system really suffers because they changed their mind. And because of that, the system really has no direction. And not only that, I mean, they changed presidents again when it was kind of struggling at the beginning. But I mean, I don't know what they can do. I don't know how they can right this ship. I don't know how they can bring it back. I don't know if I see them making another console, honestly, which just sounds so weird.
Yeah, Microsoft's a big ship, so it is hard to steer. And when you set on an idea like having the online always on type thing, and then like halfway before you get to your destination, you're like, oh, we got to turn left all of a sudden, or starbound, I guess, if we're talking about ships.
Sea of Thieves reference.
Yeah, there you go. But regardless, like when you try to steer because people are like, oh, hey, no, we don't like this, like it's not gonna work out how you want. In some instances, listening to your fans is the wrong thing to do. And I completely
agree.
Especially
when they haven't played it yet, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Pooh. I think that they should have gone and stuck with the always on thing, because it would have made a very unique platform. And I understand a lot of people's concerns about broadband not being super accessible to everyone yet. And yes, that would suck. But you know what? It's like anything else in life, like with hardware and technology. Like, there's some sacrifices that have to be made for advancements to be made. And once you rip off that Band-Aid, it's not so bad. And it can only make things better. So, Microsoft, I don't know if you're making another console, but if you do, just make it always online. I won't care.
Yeah, I mean, I would point to the Wii as an example of Nintendo sticking to their guns after a ton of backlash when it first was announced. And that worked out for them. Now, the Wii U didn't, you know what I mean? But I don't think the Wii U really had backlash when it was announced. I think people were kind of excited about it at first.
Yeah.
It wasn't until it got out to the public where, you know, realized it was
the Wii
a bomb.
U had its own share of mistakes. I don't think the fan reaction to the Wii U was that bad. No. I think, honestly, it got killed by the name more than anything in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if you remember the Wii, though. Like, people, like the controller, people dogged on the controller.
People dogged on the controller and the name. They announced the name of the Wii a month or two before E3 so that it was kind of fresh out of our heads of like, this is stupid. By the time E3 rolled around, I was like, it's not so bad. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really do think, what we need from Microsoft is maybe a time machine is what it's kind of sounding like. I don't know. I don't know what it is to get us that excited. Yeah.
They need strong brand reliability with their console. Like with Microsoft or with Nintendo, you know, you're getting really quality, like a really quality game experience that's going to give you like nice memories of your childhood, and it's going to be fun and whimsical. With PlayStation, you know, you're getting like pretty badass exclusives on a console that also supports like those other banger titles, like the Call of Duties and the ones that get released everywhere, the NBA 2Ks and all that stuff like that. Microsoft does that as well, but nothing of its own. And I think that's what they need. They need some sort of either game series or feature that's going to be like, a reason to own an Xbox.
Yeah, Microsoft is like, all their first party games seem like have completely abandoned any sort of single player idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which say what you want. Like, don't get me wrong. I think the vast majority of games at this point in time should have some sort of multiplayer. I really do. But yeah, there is something to be said about the cinematics and the production quality that you can put in to a linear, you know, experience, mm-hmm. Single player experience where you don't have to worry about the variety of instances that happen when you introduce two players, because then you introduce twice as many actions and twice as many things that can happen. Multiply that by 20. You know what I mean? It's harder and harder the more players you introduce.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's easier to have these big production value single player games. I think Microsoft does need to kind of go back to there. And that's going to bring me now to, what do we expect from Microsoft for this E3?
I got one.
Before, okay, one quick thing, as XWR was talking about some stuff, I want to just say, like, all game companies need to bring back mascots. Nintendo's good.
Yeah.
But Nintendo's Sony, fine on that.
Get some mascots that we can recognize and remember for 20, 30 years. So that when we have memories, we think back like, oh, all these things with Crash Bandicoot or Mario. Get those. All right.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. Funny enough, that was a big discussion on Historians the other day.
Oh.
brand nice mascots plug and everything like that.
That was a nice plug of our expanded podcast here.
But here's what I think. This is what I expect, not super expect, but I think would be a good move by Microsoft to kind of refoot themselves into providing something that people want. A new, but like revamped, not a remaster, not a remake, but a revamped Fable series.
Mm.
Fable was such a hot title when it first came out, and the sequels got like a bit of flack because Fable always had the mistake of overpromising the amount of content you would get to do.
Yeah, but Peter or something or other, right?
Monolith.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
Yeah, but in like with the way that the gaming space is now, there are tons of other like open world RPG type games, and it's getting more and more towards like, there's a lot of like sci-fi type stuff, whether it be Mass Effect or all this other stuff. There's a little bit of like fantasy like in there still with Divinity Original Sin 2 coming out recently and all that stuff. But between Deus Ex and Detroit Become Human and Mass Effect and all this stuff, I feel like the fantasy space is so open for a little bit more taking, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a Dragon Age in a hot minute either. So I do kind of agree with that. Fable, that's a really good, like, what do I expect, honestly?
Did you guys play Fable?
Yeah. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with that.
I liked it a lot, especially.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good prediction, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I... You know what I expect, honestly? Like, not much.
Yeah.
I don't expect much from Microsoft. Maybe another what's their racing series?
Forza. We already know that because of the Walmart leak, right?
There's another Forza, yeah. So there's another Forza coming out. I mean, like, I don't know, like, I get that people play Forza, but it's not
moving consoles. Yeah, I don't know who
they are. Yeah, it's not moving consoles, you know what I mean? It might be a big niche game, but it's a niche fucking game, you know? And, I don't know what they can do unless they, you know, are pumping out, like, a Halo Battle Royale, which I think would make a lot of sense, but I don't know.
I think that would make a lot of sense. I think Halo 6 and Gears 5 are two obvious like potential announcements. Just continue another Halo installment 6, in their series.
I mean, Halo 6.
Yeah. But maybe, like I was saying earlier, I feel like both those series don't have nearly the weight they used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when it's Gears 5 and Halo 6. Like the new God of War, one thing I feel like it did really well was not being God of War 7. You know, like people were like, oh, you know, I might not have played the other ones, but there isn't a 7 on this. I can just dive right in.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Like, that's literally how each Legend of Zelda is. So it doesn't bother me when you just rewrite the story in
exactly
some ways.
I totally agree. And I think the themes of those games could be used to tell similar or different, like similar stories in a similar space, but with different characters and circumstances.
Yeah. I especially like that when you're changing, because God of War, I felt like was a big. I haven't played a lot of it, but I played enough to see that it's a departure from, you know, especially the original two God of War games, gameplay wise in some ways. So I like that they kind of revamped the story too, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. In that same situation. I think that's really good to do when you're kind of changing the gameplay, you know, it's changed the story a bit.
Do you guys think there's any third party partnerships with Microsoft that could potentially do something for them there?
I mean, I feel like all the third party games, like Madden's coming out on it, FIFA's coming out on it. Those will, you know, those are obviously like, it's not, we're talking about Microsoft as if it's like the worst console of all time. It's sold like 30, 40 million consoles out there. It's doing well, you know, like, but it's just, it doesn't seem exciting to anyone right now. And I don't know. Like, I think all the third-party games are coming out on it that are multiplayer, but I don't think there's any big single-player third-party games that are coming out exclusive to the Xbox. No,
that's what I'm saying. There was a project from Platinum Games that was canceled in 2017 that they were working on exclusive for Microsoft. Can't remember exactly what it was about, but if that work is still there, perhaps there is like, you know, one of these projects that's coming from a third party exclusive for Microsoft that could breathe a little bit of life into it. Like, could be like the Horizon Zero Dawn brand new series for Microsoft.
Yeah. I just don't know if Microsoft's going to want to rely on a third party to kind of like bring their brand back.
Yeah.
But do they have like, I mean, Rare is obviously their quote unquote big studio, but I feel like Rare is kind of the running joke right now between amongst gamers of like, you know, they were great. They were great back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're like your dad's rock band that they don't get, you know?
Yeah. Some of the people from Rare have gone off and done other companies. And so like Rare is not what it was at all.
No, you know, it's a completely, you know, it's not there's no one there that worked on Goldeneye. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There might be like one intern. It's probably Ken Lobb. I made the gun.
Okay. So what's your wildest dream then for Microsoft here?
Perfect Dark 2. I mean, we mentioned Rare. Yeah. And like Perfect Dark 0 on the 360 was garbage. No one cared about it. Perfect Dark, the remaster, like people loved that. So make Perfect Dark 2 and make it good. I think that's like the big one for me. And maybe, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I just thought of this, Rust for the Xbox One.
Oh, Rust. Sorry, I thought you said Rage for a second.
No.
No, I mean, is Rust not coming out for Xbox One? Is it not on any consoles?
No, it's only PC, I think.
But there's like a lot of those PC games, like Ark's on Xbox One
On everything. But I think Rust has the name behind it. And like, if we're talking about third parties to come out and help that'd be pretty
interesting. Fallout 76 will probably be on it, and that's supposed to be a Rust-like game.
That's true.
That might just kill Rust, honestly.
Yeah. Poor Gary.
Yeah. What about you, Xwater? Do you have a wildest dream for Microsoft?
Man, my wildest dream is an exciting new IP. I know it's a bit of a cop-out, but I would love to just see something new. Mm-hmm. I think that's just the one thing they're really lacking at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. I do want to see something, you know, like a nice new mature, you know, cinematic series from them, you know, IP from them. I totally agree. And I also want to see something from Rare's catalog. I want to see Battletoads or Banjo-Kazooie.
Ooh.
One of those two games.
Yeah.
I don't care which one, but you got to make one of those two games. And they got to be pretty fucking decent. Like, I'm sorry. They got to be decent. I don't care which game you make. I don't care if you have to... I feel like you make Battletoads because it's a lot easier to make multiplayer. But make it hard. Hell, you can make it a fucking roguelike. Battletoads roguelike.
Battletoads roguelike would be sick.
That would actually make a lot of sense too in a lot of ways. It'd be pretty awesome. So that's, there you go. There's my suggestion or wildest dream. But I feel like something, man. We need something from Rare's past and something from Microsoft's future. I think those are the two things that we need in our wildest dreams need to be met here for Microsoft to really like, get it going again, you know, get us excited again.
Yeah. I don't think we've really been excited for anything Microsoft related in quite some time. Sea of Thieves was fun, but like it wasn't something sustainable.
Sea of Thieves was one of those things, like it was like a chance. There actually supposed to be some other, now that we're talking about it, there's some other like super cinematic pirate single player and multiplayer experience coming. I don't remember if it's exclusive or not, but it will be on the Xbox, and it like looks super hyper realistic, like really cool and good and all this stuff. And it's just like, It looks like everything that Sea of Thieves could have been.
Not another pirate game already. Pirate games are fun. Shout outs to Slade
Pirates
and Hook on the SNES.
Oh, nice. But why don't we move on and talk about, let's do PS4 next, Sony?
Yeah, let's do Sony.
We could throw a small one in the middle. I don't know, like Bethesda or Square Enix.
Yeah, totally. I'm totally down
let's
to
do,
talk
let's
about
do
it.
The,
let's just lump those all in one at the end.
Okay, like Bethesda, Square Enix, Ubisoft, anything that's just like a developer. What do you think they need to do? What do these developers need to do?
Get rid of microtransactions wherever possible to have them.
I think, you know what? I think if the game's free to play, way Fortnite does microtransactions are completely okay. I think you know what they need to do? I agree with you. Get rid of microtransactions or copy the Fortnite model, which works a lot better than the loot box model. I'm sorry.
100%.
It's better. Like, it's still the same amount. Like, this sounds weird, but it's still the same amount of gambling. It's more impulse buying for me because I'm like, fuck, if I don't get this outfit, I don't know when I'm going to get it again. You know what I mean? Make a really good game that people want to play and they'll spend money on it because if for another reason, like when I play a game for a long time, I just feel guilty and I buy some shit, you know?
It's like the same idea of, you know, selling consoles at cost in order to sell more software, give it away for free, you know, the game at cost in order to make those microtransaction dollar bills. And it works. It's proven.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You know what I want to see from these what are we starting with? Sorry, it's what I want to see.
Just the devs.
The devs. Yeah, the devs. I don't know. I want to see Red Dead Redemption 2, but we're not going to because Rockstar never comes to E3.
Yeah, I don't think they're slated to be there at all.
Yeah, you know what I want to see? I want to see some Nintendo Switch support from all of these devs. I want to see like full-on commitment from
I think we're not going to have any like lack of Switch support. Considering just like half the time I go on Reddit and my like the article titles are like, this title sold 50% more on Switch than every other console. Mm-hmm. Like it's honestly happening so often that I'm like, wow, stop spamming this same article. Oh, different game.
Yeah. No, it's insane how well games sell on the Switch because consumers feel like they get more out of it. It might not be as graphically pleasing to the eye.
Dude,
but
I got Wizard of Legend on Steam and I like it and I'm going to buy it on Switch so I can play it outside the house.
I mean, I did that with 3DS. Certain games, I'm like, oh, I have it on PC, but I want it portable.
Yeah, that's why you picked up Super Mario Maker 3DS, right, Jakku?
I actually never played that one.
Me either, yeah.
Yeah, never touched it. Staying away from that dumpster fire.
I think I got the big one for devs that, like the other devs, for what I'm expecting to see that I think, or what's been sitting in the back of everyone's mind that they forgot about.
Final Fantasy VII
remake hasn't had any attention since it was teased like 2 years ago.
Yep. I'm in the same boat as you, man. Where's my Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah, exactly. They brought him into Smash like pretty much exclusively to support that whole idea, that whole release.
And that's on that system.
Yeah, it's on a dead system. It's been that long.
I hope Final Fantasy VIII remake comes out before VII just because it'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I mean, that would actually be really funny. Yeah, you know what? I do want to see, actually, and this sounds bad, is I do want to see more high-res remakes from some of these developers' earlier game titles, you know what I mean? And I know that sounds really bad and stupid, but I don't know. I like remakes.
I got a question about remakes. So, obviously, like Final Fantasy VII on PlayStation 1, you look at it now and it looks horrible. Like, you can't make it look good.
It does
look
really bad. I feel like all PlayStation 1 games should get remade.
Yeah. So we remake Final Fantasy VII in 2018, 2019. Do we remake that game again 20 years later? Like, is it going to look as bad as Final Fantasy VII did to us?
I think same thing, man.
I want them to remake OOT already, and they just did it on 3DS. So, I mean, why not? Like, remake it again in 20 years. I don't really have a problem with that. They do that with movies all the time.
That's true.
And it makes sense. Like, why not retell the story with the technology you have now, and you can tell a good story. A good story is a good story.
Yeah.
And good gameplay is good gameplay at the end of the day, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a weird thing with remakes, though, because with like the whole idea of whether you like how much you change in the remake, because obviously you update the graphics, right? But at this point, you have to like rebuild the game essentially. And there's a lot of things in these old games that just suck, you know, like there's old games have a lot of like really bad thing, like quality of life improvements required type sections. And those kinds of things are like, yeah, we should probably fix it. But Majora's Mask 3DS is a really good case of where a company tried to alter the game a little bit more to make it more friendly or to make it more approachable or just better in some way, shape, or form, where people like pretty negatively reacted.
What was wrong with Majora's Mask?
You're talking about the owls?
No, the Majora's Mask remake, like all of the boss fights were different. A couple of masks were placed in different areas. Like what? It wasn't true to the original experience, but at the same time, it makes a lot more sense to get the mask that makes you invisible inside the pirate fortress where being invisible really helps, you know, like they moved things to be basically fix the mistakes they made because they only had a year to make that game.
Yeah, and it sounds like they made it less of a fetch quest.
Yeah, and the boss fights were like changed in difficulty and mechanics to like just be better boss fights. Like you actually had to use the Deku mask in the first dungeon to beat the boss. Like you couldn't just do it as Child Link, at least not without like tricks and glitches.
I think that's fair. I think that's cool. That's more.
I agree.
That lets the player kind of learn how to use that character a bit more, and it requires the item. Like it's the old like Zelda whole requirement of like you need to find this item in the dungeon to defeat the boss. That's cool. I think that fits.
I don't know, man. I'm like I kind of want my remake to play how it plays, and I just want them to add a bunch of extra content.
Like you're stepping on a real fine line.
Extra, like I want them to add all whole new areas and stupid stuff. Like that's fine for me. But give me maybe some extra dialogue, like extra story, extra lore. But like at the end of the day, like I wanna nostalgia the fuck out.
How do you feel about a more in-depth game mechanics? Like for example, Final Fantasy VII.
They're kind of changing the fighting system, aren't they?
Pardon?
Aren't they changing the fighting system a bit?
I have no idea. That's what I was going to ask. How do you feel about changing like the core mechanics like that, like the fighting system, the way the game actually like plays?
I don't know. It's so hard. I mean, that's so hard. They talk about that with like the Resident Evil remakes. Do you remake them how Resident Evil is now, or do you just remake them how they were then? And I want games how they were then. But at the same time, like they're kind of shallow games when you play them now. So I feel like you do need to add more areas and more detours maybe to those things, but I feel like you need to. I feel like the best remakes like are new yet familiar. So you have a lot of areas that are familiar, but they add a lot of extra shit.
Yeah,
and that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, Resident Evil 2 remake apparently may show up. Talking about Resident Evil and Capcom. God,
that's
what
that would be. Like, that would be that cool. So bad.
That's been teased that for so a while. I'm on the subreddit for Resident Evil, and like any sort of like thread of information for Resident Evil 2, that entire subreddit goes crazy. And they had literally just updated the Resident Evil 2 website, like information. Ooh. So
literally every other game has been remade pretty much.
Oh yeah.
One other thing I want actually from third parties, and this is, I'm desperately begging you, EA, please make this happen, is Skate 3. Skate 3, just please.
Skate 4?
Skate 3.
Skate 4.
Or 4. 4.
Skate 4. Fun fact.
Skate 3 did happen.
Fun fact. I think you're going to get what you want because Skate 2 and Skate 3 servers are back online right now. They shut down in 2017.
That makes me feel like it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are going to get the itch to play and they want those servers to be there. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. I've never played a skate game.
Oh my God, they're so good, dude.
Do they have, like, are they single player, multiplayer? Do they have a story? Like,
you can do multiplayer with
the
them.
Servers are
they do have a story.
Online.
Oh, yeah, servers, yeah.
Yeah, they totally have a story. But they're just like, they're so effing good, dude. And they're the best board sport game that's ever existed. Way better than Tony Hawk, too.
Damn.
And I love Tony Hawk series, like, don't get me wrong, but the skate series is just like, it's perfect. It's like twin stick control. So, like, basically, the left stick's your body and the right stick's your, the left stick's basically your upper body, and the the left stick's the upper body, the right stick is your lower body.
Gotcha.
And so that pretty much controls the skateboard. And it's
that does sound really interesting.
It's so good, dude. They're such great games. You feel like a badass when you play them.
Shit, I'm about to try these out now that the servers are gonna be back.
Yeah,
online.
And you can like run around like GTA style, like full blown out, man. I play skate battle royale. I'm trying to go for a record of saying
this
battle
just reminds
royale
me of a
stream.
Tweet I saw someone yeah, sent to us was that was like say. Every episode who talks about battle royale in another game.
And he has the is this a battle royale?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was cracking up at that.
So we got Square Enix, we got Capcom, Ubisoft. Other than Ubisoft, Ubisoft's got what?
Rayman.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey, they're announcing.
They're doing the Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I think they already announced it.
Yeah, it's already like teased. That's the thing. A lot of the news is already either teased like or announced in some way. Like the new Fallout game has been teased.
I heard they're doing... they're also doing the, what was that? They had like a multiplayer game, all gritty, shotguns, a couple of years ago.
Division?
The Division. Yeah. The something. I heard the Division 2 might be happening.
Yeah, I heard
I
that.
Think I did hear about that as well.
Any other third party business we want to talk about?
EA's going to drop some stuff. Steam. I don't know.
Valve.
Yeah, you know what I want to see? You know what actually I want to see from EA is I want to see a Star Wars RPG, and I want to see something else from Star Wars that's not shitty Battlefront. Like, I want to see a good Battlefront, maybe. You know, a Battlefront that gets people excited and not mad at you.
Yeah.
But I think Valve is going to have some stuff this year, maybe, too.
That would be really cool. It's been
a
while.
You think
since
a Valve
done...
game's gonna come out?
Oh, I don't know. I think more Steam related. Like, I don't think there's gonna be a game. Oh God, you know.
If Valve makes a game, I mean, I'd freak out. I don't even care what game it would be. Like, I know they're making that card game, but like that doesn't really count.
Yeah, they got Dota card game coming out.
I'm talking about like Steam's gonna get an update, or like they're going all in on VR. I feel like big time. So something with that. Is my prediction.
Yeah, I'd love to see something from Steam. Or Valve. Steam.
Yeah.
Valve. Steam.
Yeah.
Valve. Left 4 Dead 3, Portal 3. Portal 3 would be like I'd bust a nut over Portal 3.
Yeah. Portal 3 would be nice.
Yeah, Portal 3 would be peak. That would be pretty stoked on Portal 3. Cool. Let's go to PlayStation. Let's talk about
PlayStation.
Sony.
This one has a lot of stuff I'm excited about.
Let's start off. What does Sony need?
Ooh, what does Sony need? Sony, I feel like Sony's in a good place.
Right? They just need to keep doing what they're doing right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Sony's kind of killing it.
Sony's doing pretty good. They got VR. They got some really solid titles on their main console. The Vita, though, not so hot.
Well, it's done. They're done with the Vita, though.
Yeah. I mean, we announced that they stopped production of physical games in Japan, probably soon to be the States. So, I don't know. Like, they're doing good, but I think they need something. I think they need a new portable, and it needs to be good. And why not just copy Nintendo and be like, hey, you know what, PS4 portable.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did do something similar to the Switch and had a portable... high-res console that docks, you know? The issue with that is, like, Nintendo Switch is its dedicated home console at this point, so it's getting, like, full support from Nintendo. And if Sony does this, like, we can't have the sidekick games on this console and expect it to compete successfully with the Switch, you know? You can't have the Daxter that was on the PSP compared to Jack and Daxter on the PS2 and PS3, you know?
Well, I'm imagining it's a PS4 that is portable. So it's the main home console games, but it's portable now.
Man,
do you think that's technologically viable?
I feel like this is their wildest. No. I feel like you're getting ahead. I feel like this is wildest dreams.
This is what
they need. This is what they need?
They need it.
Oh, man.
I talked to Sony president, I don't know his name, is Japanese.
Sony Entertainmento.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you. And he said,
I don't think
what do
that's
we need?
His name at all.
And I told him, and he said, I agree in Japanese. I can't repeat it, obviously. And he's like, I agree. So they know they need it. Will they announce it? That's another story.
I think I did read.
No, they didn't mask out.
Actually, I did read something though, and Sony has gone on the record saying that they don't have hardware announcements. Because people have asked them about PlayStation 5. It's been a news topic for a little bit. So maybe they do mean like we don't have home console hardware announcements, but it seems to be along the fact that like they're not planning on entering that space in at least from what I've seen.
Yeah, honestly, I think Sony needs to stay the hell away from mobile gaming at all. Like I feel like Nintendo just knows, like for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, but Nintendo just knows that market and they dominate that market one way or another. They're in on that mobile gaming market. I don't know if Nintendo's ever not going to be in on it. It's so fascinating to me how the Game Boy it's been 30 years now of them dominating the mobile market. I honestly feel like PlayStation needs to all they need to do is just keep announcing these banger single player games. I think the one thing they need to do this year is keep on with the games that are coming out this year. Hopefully a Last of Us release date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I feel like they just need to keep doing what they're doing. Honestly, so far they've had a first half of 2018 that was pretty top notch so far.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty top notch is only pretty top notch, but you know, you get your PlayStation 4 portable, now you're super top notch.
I can't argue with you because I'd probably fucking buy one.
They're doing good.
If it was like a Switch knockoff of the PS4, I would probably buy one and be pretty pumped.
Yeah,
about it.
I think I would also get on board with that.
Sony's not in the same position Microsoft's in. Microsoft definitely needs a win. Sony's doing all right. Like if I was to look at like the big three as a track and field race right now, like I would say Sony's in the lead with Nintendo kind of catching up and Microsoft lagging behind, and so like Sony could win the race, but Nintendo has potential to overtake them.
Yeah, but then you got the mobile market is literally like the shot put side where Nintendo's got the world champs 8 times running, and the other guys are like, we had a kid who wanted to skip English class, so they're here.
Very specific analogy.
Hey, that's what shot put was for a lot of people.
what do we expect from Sony then?
Okay, I got a good one.
All right.
So I was watching some stuff from last year, and I'm expecting to see more on this, but there's a game called Ghost of Tsushima, and it's set in, I believe it's in 1274. Yeah, 1274 Japan. And it's basically like Japan's being invaded by what looks to be another country in Asia. And that makes the most sense because it's in 1274, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this game, it's the trailer I watched from last year shows the scene of this super cool dude, like basically being told like, we know how to beat you. And then he's like, but I am a samurai. And then it goes into basically Japanese Assassin's Creed, and nothing gets me more randy than samurais and honor and sweet sword fights. So that's
like a dope game.
That's what I'm expecting, and that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I expect some games from PlayStation that we already know. I like The Last of Us. I expect to see more on that. I expect to see more on Spider-Man. I really feel like they might be pumping those two games pretty big because I think they're probably pretty close to coming
out.
Those
are both going to be pretty... Well, Spider-Man has a set date. It's in September.
Spider-Man does... Yeah. Spider-Man is... I feel like Spider-Man is going to be a really good game.
Spider-Man's going to be a really good game.
I think we're going to say that very confidently. I think we're going to see some trailers for multi-platform games but come out in the place... Because that's what's been happening lately. They've been getting these trailers for these big multi-platform games to debut at their conference. Like Kingdom Hearts is one and is an example.
Oh, you know,
that's
Kingdom Hearts.
That's also not gonna
come
out.
Yeah, they're gonna do something with that for sure.
Yeah, they're probably gonna do something with that. I kind of expect Sony to just keep doing what they're doing, which is they kind of have a weird opposite approach, but all of their first party games are like these, and I thought this was a bad idea, you know, 6 months ago, but all their first party games are these really awesome cinematic single player adventures, and while I don't think that's the future, like it's fucking working for them, and they're making some badass shit, you know, and they're making shit that's interesting one way or another, you know what I mean? Like, say what you want about Detroit, it's an interesting game. You know what I mean? I get why people are into it. And and I could totally see, I just see them doing a lot more of that. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's going to be new IPs or really crazy experimental games. I could see more stuff with Horizon. You know what I mean? I could see even Horizon sequel being announced, which would
Horizon
be super early.
One Dawn.
1.5, you know, essentially. But yeah, I just see them kind of doing what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Jaku, you got any expectations?
I mean, yeah, I think obviously we're going to see more Spider-Man. We talked about it, maybe Final Fantasy VII. But
Shenmue update?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope there's a Shenmue update for the love of God, you know?
Well, yeah. Is that going to be Sony? That would be Microsoft.
No. Oh, no. Shenmue's a Sony game. It's an exclusive Sony game.
What is it? I thought.
Yeah.
Because it was originally on the Xbox.
Yeah, Shenmue is, I'm pretty sure, owned by Sega.
Yeah.
Sega can make Shenmue got, it's partially funded by Sony. It got, the rest of it was crowdfunded. Okay. It's a Sony exclusive. They announced it at E3 like a couple of years ago.
Okay, I didn't realize. Because originally Shenmue was on Dreamcast and then it went to Xbox. And okay, so whatever.
Yeah, but I always thought that had more to do with like the power of the Xbox could fit Shenmue all on one disc.
Yeah. Know? Most likely. But yeah, no, I think we're going to see just more of the same from Sony. I don't really expect too much other than what we've already kind of seen. We're going to get some dates on games, Last of Us 2. And yeah, we're just going to be like, oh, cool. I don't necessarily think we're going to get any big updates from them.
Thing I think we can expect from Sony, at least in a pretty good capacity. We kind of touched it earlier. VR stuff.
Yeah.
They still have like the only home console VR, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did, someone, there was a teaser trailer for,
they actually already announced the this Tetris VR game, which looks pretty fucking awesome.
You spoiled it.
Oh, well, they announced it. It's
fine. Yeah, it looks so cool, though.
About it first and then say it's Tetris. But
oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Dude,
it's
this
fine,
trailer, this trailer was like, I felt like I was watching the trailer for Inception as they were doing it. Like, it was wild.
It was
the guy
introduces
it and he's like, we started a study in the year 2000. We had participants, and it's just like this big study about the Tetris effect, which is seeing the blocks hours after playing the game, usually when you're going to bed. And that's the name of the game, the Tetris effect. And it's like this sweet, like galactic looking background in this VR space with cool Tetris blocks falling.
Yeah, I never had the Tetris effect as a kid, but man, when I played DDR, I had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just blinking my eyes,
The Tetris effect for a while when I got really into it for a little while in high school.
Yeah, I was doing like DDR all day and all night. And so whenever I would blink, I'd see the little step counter things. But yeah, no, that looks cool. I think, like, as I was saying, like, I think the big thing from Sony is kind of staying the course, but definitely doubling down on VR. Probably announce some cool new titles like that, like Tetris and a few other things that maybe, you know, we're not expecting yet.
Yeah. Do you guys think any of the other, like the games that we already know are coming, like stuff like The Last of Us 2, and that's my only example right now. Do you think any of these titles are going to potentially get VR integration too?
I don't know. I think Sony so far has had a very specific type of VR game outside of like maybe RE7.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking about asking the question, because there was RE7.
Yeah, RE7, though, was kind of first person, wasn't it? You know what I mean? Like, whereas Last of Us is definitely a third person adventure, which a lot of these solo games, I feel like if any of them are first person, they're going to be like, yeah, put VR in it. But I feel like for the third person adventure games, like, nah.
What do you guys think about having one of these games like the Detroit game, where the player plays it on the couch with the controller and the TV, and another person is in the VR world and they can walk around
and
freely during
through,
the videos
or?
And the gameplay and just getting different angles and stuff.
I feel like that sounds like a really awesome game, but I don't know if it's realistic. That it wouldn't be a big seller, but I feel like that's a game that needs to exist, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think just like having that be a possibility for these, because these are movie games. Like, most, we all pretty much agree that Sony pretty much makes cinematic movies or games. Yeah. And so maybe this is just a feature that they announced for those games that are already out, so you can replay them with someone else there, like experiencing it from a different viewing spot. I don't know. I think it'd be neat. But yeah, I think maybe a game like that could be cool too. Be really neat to have that, because I don't think there's anything like that that exists, especially on console space.
Yeah, that's some really like interesting, innovative type direction. That's the kind of stuff I'd love to see.
Mm-hmm. What's our wildest dreams with Sony?
Ooh, Sony and Microsoft merge into a robot and start attacking downtown LA.
Just thin it out a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
No. Well, downtown LA, but they have the flamethrowers.
Oh.
That's where all the flamethrowers are.
That's true. I will be there to defend the city.
Godspeed, Jakku. You know what would be, I think would be kind of cool to see? So either a reboot of either of these, and in the same way I was talking about earlier, not a remake, but like a new series starring either of these franchises. Sly Cooper or Jack and Daxter?
Mm-hmm.
Because those are both really cool, really cool series that are unique to PlayStation. And Jack and Daxter, you know, Sony, why not compete in the platforming area if you can get, you know, a team competent enough to work on it, right?
Dude, yeah. I loved the Sly Cooper games. Those were like Metal Gear Solid anime. They were so good.
Give me Apexcape in VR. I don't know why
VR.
That'd be cool. I think, Jakku, you got hopes and dreams. I mean, besides the robot.
Yeah.
What are your hopes and dreams?
I think just the robot.
Sly Cooper,
I'm going to put all my luck into the robot.
I don't know if I have any hopes and dreams for Sony. I feel like my hopes and dreams for Sony would be like a PlayStation 5 announcement. Something really stupid that they wouldn't do, because why would they? Like, there's no need for anyone to make a PlayStation or another console right now. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no need to get rid of your whole install base and build a new one.
Oh, so it would be such a bad idea right at this point in time, because I feel like there's still a lot of... I feel like we still got 3-4 more years of this generation, honestly.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like the development of, or at least the advances in visual technology over the like this last 5 years has been a lot less extreme, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know. I don't think... Man, Sony, just keep doing what you're doing. You're impressive.
They're doing well,
Sony.
Yeah. As long as they maintain right now, like, they're definitely, at least in my book, gaining cred, you know?
Dude, Sony, I mean, essentially, Sony's on track to win 3 of the 4 console generations they've been in, which is, like, that's impressive and wild. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the one we all want to talk about.
Yeah.
Atari. Big N.
What does Nintendo need to do, X-Water?
Nintendo, they're doing what they need to do. We talked about the spoilers, so obviously, like, the biggest thing they need to do is get Fortnite on the Switch. And if the spoilers are right, the leaks are right, that's happening.
It's all but confirmed.
That is.
It's all but confirmed. I mean,
that sounds like such a silly thing, but Fortnite's literally that big a game that that does make a difference. And having it on the Switch, it's just going to be like... For a ton of, especially like the guys that are playing on PlayStation and playing on, you know, and playing on Xbox, they'll be like, well, I can get a Switch and I can play it on mobile. I can play it anywhere I want to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which they already could play it on mobile, but this is like with a controller.
Play it on mobile with gyroscopic aiming.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got two questions on Fortnite for Switch then.
Hmm.
One, cross-play compatibility between... PC, probably confirmed, but
yeah,
Xbox
between
or
Xbox
PS4?
And PS4. That's a good question.
Who knows?
What Rocket League isn't Rocket League able to do all of them?
I think
for some reason
I don't know if Rocket League can go between like an Xbox and a PS4. I know you can do a PC and console.
I think it's Xbox and Switch, just like Minecraft. I think I'm going to say Microsoft support. Second though. USB support, keyboard, mouse.
Yes.
I would see that happening, yeah.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah. I would agree. I think that's something that they need. They need to update the UI. I would totally agree that they need a UI update and they need it to come fast. I think Nintendo needs to really keep the momentum up with these first party bangers.
Yeah.
I think they need to, they're doing pretty good, but I will say this first half of 2018 was not the best. You know what I mean? I think there's been enough third party games to make up for it at this point. And like a ton of like great little indie games on the Switch. Like it's not like I'm lacking for games to play on the Switch, but I don't think there wasn't really like a major first party game until Mario Tennis comes out later this month.
We did get Kirby.
It's Kirby.
Kirby's a whole
Kirby's like he's one of the Nintendo like originals, you know. For how much we like it or don't, it's a big game, but Kirby in itself, I'll agree, isn't like a big game.
Kirby's a
cheese pizza.
I buy that, but like you're making me buy it, Nintendo, but I don't really want to. Because there's nothing else out.
And I think we know Smash is coming. I'm pretty sure we know we're going to see some Metroid Prime 4 stuff.
I mean, they said this year, so like they're cutting close.
I mean, I feel like we have to see a lot of Metroid Prime 4 stuff. We know both of those things are coming. I would venture to say we might see Pokemon, but probably not the main series.
We're not going to see the main series. Maybe like just the smallest teaser of like one Pokemon from the upcoming gen, you know?
Yeah. But I think they do need to say, like, they need to bust out another banger.
Yeah. I'm thinking Animal Crossing, honestly.
That's what I was wanting to. Yeah. I don't know. See, here's the thing, though. I don't think they need Animal Crossing yet.
I don't know. A lot of people I've talked to is like, where's my Animal Crossing? My Animal Crossing.
That's true. But in my head, at least, what I'm thinking is these like really big releases, you know, they only have so many IPs, right? They need to space them out a little bit. And with Smash and Metroid both slated for this year, I don't think that leaves enough room for something like that. And even like other games, the Splatoon Octoling expansion is coming out, and Splatoon does have a decently sized base of people who play it.
I don't think we're going to get Animal Crossing this year. I think they just need to be like, hey, Animal Crossing. It's in the works. I think they need to, you know, let us know it's coming.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal Crossing for Switch needs to fucking happen. Yeah. That could be the third title. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's probably like the perfect third title.
Actually, that's true. If they tease it just like they did with Metroid Prime 4, like just show the logo and be like, it's coming. We'll show you eventually.
Just have a leaf fall.
Yeah.
You know what else? And this could tie into something that they definitely need to do, and that's talk about their online system and what it's going to include and why, you know what I mean?
We need more details on it.
We need some details. We need some games that are going to be online right away that are going to benefit from this system, because right now it's like, I mean, that Mario Tennis demo, I think everybody agreed Mario Tennis was really fun, but
really
the online experience went from okay to really, really bad. And are we looking at just peer-to-peer gaming still with this? Are we going to have dedicated servers like the other companies have? Like, it looks like, what are we really paying for? Are we just paying for these like NES remakes? Like, is that
pretty much? That's what I essentially feel like it is.
And we're not going to be able to play peer-to-peer games if we don't pay for this? Like, I don't know. I really need to see some value in it, because if we're just paying for NES games, I don't know if that's
worth it.
Like, it's not worth it. And just like, why would you even think that's a good idea? I don't know. I need to know.
It's definitely not worth it. And I think at the price point they're offering it at, $20 a year,
it's a great price point, but
trust me, I agree 100% that like, I don't want Nintendo to keep, you know, slacking on their online. I want it to get better, but I don't have faith in this new system being that sophistication that we're looking for. I think they're going to keep up this kind of mediocre online experience, because the $20 a year is them after September. It's not only like the cost they're doing to get you online. It's the cost of being able to play the games online. Like, you won't even have the peer-to-peer anymore without that. Like, they're setting that as their base cost for the peer-to-peer. And whether it's worth it or not, if you want to play Mario Kart 8 with your buddies online, you're going to buy it. That's just like the fact.
Yeah. I really hope that they come out and, you know, we see that the games aren't peer-to-peer once we do start paying. And hopefully, I mean, we say this every time with Nintendo's internet, hopefully they learned their lesson.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's Nintendo. Something I think we need to see that they need to do is have a, like, they need to have Reggie on stage using the headset with the app and talking voice on a multiplayer game and having a straight face the entire time so that we know they're serious about that.
Oh my God.
I don't think he can do it.
No, I don't think.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. They're going to have to use that for Fortnite, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, no. Actually, no. I don't know what microphone they'll be able to use for Fortnite. Yeah, I'm very curious what microphone they'll make you use for that.
Well, I mean, Fortnite, it just basically would have to integrate with the Nintendo Switch online app on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to.
Integrate that into Fortnite.
Because is there a microphone on the Switch?
No.
Is there a microphone on a Joy-Con?
The Switch, I don't believe, has any microphone.
Come on.
I don't know if there's a microphone on the Joy-Con.
Think of Labo. Is there anything with Labo that takes sound? There has to be, right?
No.
The piano doesn't take sound.
Labo,
it's all off IR.
Yeah, it's all off IR, man. It's all these little strips. Yeah, it's all these little stickers, honestly. That's how the whole thing works, is these little IR strips.
No, I get how that works. I mean, I'm talking about the piano. Can't you record sounds and play those back?
No, I don't think so. That's all software based. It's not like...
No, I thought you could record real life stuff. I thought I saw a video.
No. Maybe I'm, all right, that I must don't be, think so.
They need that. Then get a microphone, Nintendo.
That's what they need. They need a good vocal solution for their online.
There are USB ports on the Switch dock. Yeah. Like, we should be using them for something. So, yeah, make that happen. Update the UI, man. The Switch UI sucks. You know what sucks? The eShop fucking is...
The eShop sucks so bad. I hate it.
It sucks so bad.
I go in there so often trying to just be like, I want to buy a cool new game. And I go to browse it. I'm like, sweet. Everything here is super disorganized and I'm leaving.
Right? Like, the best sellers list is the only even mediocre list, but it's like, what if a game's just like a hidden gem? You know what I mean? I'm not a fan of the eShop right now. Yeah, we need something there in the eShop that needs to be fixed right away. All right, what do we expect from? I mean, I guess we kind of already talked about what we expect from Nintendo in a lot of ways because a lot of their games seem to have leaked already.
Yeah.
We're talking about Fortnite. We're talking about Killer Queen Black, which is a game we're really excited about. We're talking about Metroid, the Punch Out game.
Yep.
Yeah, potential Punch Out, potential Star Fox, potential F-Zero.
Yeah, I mean,
none of those are as big as Animal Crossing, you know?
No, that's true. Especially in modern gaming, with Stardew Valley getting so popular, I think people like who weren't into Animal Crossing before, like that audience is just bigger than ever at this point.
Oh, yeah, I would completely agree with that, especially if it's, you know, an online type of experience of it.
Yeah, if they put quality online into it, oof.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of know what to expect from Nintendo because we've covered it pretty extensively on this show already.
I think we can get a unique topic for Nintendo, and that's who do you expect in Smash?
Okay.
Oh,
who new do you expect in Smash?
Well, they're not gonna have everybody in this.
Not everybody,
Smash,
no, but they're gonna definitely show a couple of like WoW characters, right?
World of Warcraft characters? I don't know about that.
Yeah, Arthas is going to be playable.
I think you have the original Smash characters, which are always going to be in every game.
Yep,
I think.
The Natchi 12.
Yeah, they will be in every game, and that will never stop. But if we're talking like, I think they're going to go pretty heavy with like a lot of random people. Cause I've heard that Solid Snake is rumored to be back in this one.
I've seen rumors about that. Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
Which would make a lot of sense. I kind of feel like other companies are seeing the value of being in Smash, you know, now that Cloud has done it, Sonic's done it, mm-hmm. Solid Snake's done it.
Pac-Man, I mean, don't forget Pac-Man.
Who's bigger than that? Mega Man and Pac-Man. Like they've literally all the biggest characters have been in Smash. So
I mean, is there any other man that we're missing?
Banjo is like the one character I feel like, and maybe like Abe from Oddworld.
What about
maybe two?
Do you think a car from soccer car racing? What's it called?
From Rocket League?
From Rocket League? Nah.
Yeah. You think they got a car in there?
No.
What about Ridley?
I think Mario's going to have two versions. There's going to be regular Mario that we've seen before, and then there's going to be Cappy Mario.
Oh. I
envision Cappy as being Mario's final smash.
Oh, okay, that'd be that interesting. I feel like
that's the only way you can make taking control of people fair, and maybe just while you do, there's like a scheme that makes it where if you try to SD it, just like the character like does the Mario death animation in that game and flows back, you know, like you basically take control of someone and you get like superpowered or something to fight the other players.
I mean, if that's your final smash though, the goal is to kill him, so like jumping seems fair.
That's true. I guess you should be, if you do that, you just lose control.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think maybe Cappy Mario is more like Kirby is, and like he is another character, and he takes the abilities. He doesn't necessarily become that character. He just takes the abilities, and that character is dizzy for a second.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at this point, they could even rework Mario in like his Cappy into his tool set, because like Flood, as great as he is, isn't really the most relevant smash move.
Speaking of like Kirby, I hope Mega Man does return, and I hope we see Mega Man with a full-fledged Mega Man powers and steals powers from the other players. I was really disappointed about that in Smash. Get on it, Nintendo. You're
gonna come to Japan. I don't know. I feel like they did Mega Man pretty well with like the amount of things they threw in for him, though. Like they were all moves dedicated to old Mega Man bosses that he would have beaten, right?
Yeah, but I want him to grab onto Mario and then be able to shoot fire. And then like grab onto Pac-Man and be able to eat dots.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby
can do it. Why can't Mega Man? Come on.
I think they don't want to have like character overlap too bad.
Well, I'm with Pooh on this one. I don't think Mega Man needs to take powers. I like him having powers from other games.
But I wanted Mega Man to take Kirby's powers and then be like, wait, what?
That would just be, yeah. That's like when Kirby eats Kirby and nothing happens.
Exactly. Our characters, though. Who else, then? I mean, definitely ARMS characters. Characters from the ARMS franchise.
I think we can expect at least our like Spring Boy or Ribbon Girl or the both of them with alternating costumes or whatever.
And the trailer showed it, but we're gonna have a squid or whatever.
Yeah, the Squid Kids.
Squid Kid. Now you're a kid. You're a quid. You're a kid now.
You're a kid now. You're a squid now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what other characters can Nintendo really work in from their own games? Honestly, besides like if they start just pulling in more. You know, alternate, you know, third or fourth best character in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to be happening for sure. Metroid series could definitely get a little bit more representation. Ridley could potentially finally make it in. I think Funky Kong's chances are pretty high up now.
Yeah. What about, oh man, I had it. I'm just going to go with the joke answer. Mother Brain. Give me a big vat of a brain that can't move.
Labo.
Oh, Labo. Oh, yeah, the robot.
Labo, cardboard Labo.
Yeah, the cardboard robot.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. We could potentially see, like, retro remake, similar to what Ice Climbers and Pit. Oh. I mean, Pit not as much because he got a game.
Ice Climbers confirmed. They'll be back.
I think I did see something about that.
I mean, the only reason they weren't in the last one is because the 3DS couldn't handle all the players on the screen.
Essentially having, like, 16 characters on screen,
which is fair. Small sacrifice for the greater good.
I just don't see a reason for them to come back.
It'd be a good tie-in with the Nintendo Classics. I don't know though. What about Tails, like, or Knuckles, like someone from Sonic?
Yeah, Sega. I think Tails and Knuckles are actually pretty likely, both of them.
Yeah.
I think Knuckles would be a real good fit. I don't think they're going to do like double dip in a game series that isn't their own, though, at least personally.
I mean, Sonic's been around for a while now in it. So like, what else does Sega have? Shenmue?
I can see there being some Castlevania characters.
Oh, Simon Belmont.
One of the Castlevania. Yeah, Simon Belmont.
Alucard.
Yeah, I was going to say Alucard would be the other one. I can see one of those two getting in there just because, you know, Konami.
I'd like the librarian from... Simply the Night to be in there.
Yeah, oh, that'd be interesting. I could see, you know, because the rumor's true with Solid Snake. I mean, that would be likely. that already have a nice working relationship. And I think it's a good way for, I think it's one of those things that if you put your third party character in Smash, I think is a very mutual beneficial thing. Like you might not be getting any money from that. Like, cause I bet it's not, it's, if it is a licensing deal, it's definitely favoring Nintendo.
Yeah, 100%
fashion. You know what I mean? But I think it is one of those things where it gets enough people excited about your product and remind you that this game, yeah, this IP exists. It's worth having them in there, especially if they end up becoming a top tier character, because your character might become popular for years to come. You know, like Bayonetta. I feel like Bayonetta is a game series that's benefited directly from her being in Smash.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I think they like are going to be still pretty selective about it. Like, I don't think they're going to get too crazy about it, because
what you mean,
Smash
no Goku?
Bros is. Oh my God!
Well, I'm saying if your game's coming out on the Switch, like why not? You know what I mean? It's more great cross promotion.
John Wick.
It's true, but like there gets a point. There comes the point where like the cross promotion, I think, can also become like too much of it. I don't think is a good thing.
I get where you wouldn't want your top character in the game. Like you wouldn't want your game dominated by like. You know, like Cloud, when Final Fantasy VII is not even going to come out on the Switch, probably, you know? Yeah.
How would you feel about certain characters, like the third-party characters, only being unlocked if you own that game on the Switch?
I think it's an interesting idea, but I wouldn't like it.
Let's just hide them behind Amiibos, too. Dude, flip out about that. No,
well, gotta buy.
Well, no, you can't do that. Cause
you can
like,
do skins.
Can
you can do character skins locked behind
exactly.
that.
Tons of skins could be behind that, but you can't do actual pay. We've talked about it. Pay to win just does not work.
I'd love to see better skin game out of Nintendo for the next one. Like they did it really well with Bowser Jr., giving him the different Koopalings.
Yeah, that was
stuff
really
like
cool.
that, you know, like actual different outfits to give those nods to other games and other characters, but without having to dedicate a whole other slot to it. Because if anything, the Smash mod community proved like, it's not easy, but it's definitely doable without too much extra resources.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some guy throws and puts, I don't know, Gardevoir in Smash in like a couple, like a weekend or two, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Smash is going to be, because Nintendo, I think their last two E3 specifically have been very focused around one game. 2 years ago, it was Zelda. Last year it was all about Mario Odyssey. The entire booths have been were about that. Do you think Smash is going to be that game this year? Or do you think Metroid's going to be the game that they really heavily promote?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or is it going to be kind of, or is it, are they going to take a step back away from that, like really focusing in on that one giant title?
I think if we're actually getting Metroid this year and Smash, then it's going to be split. But if we see Smash as the dominant like showing, then it's going to be clear that Metroid's probably going to be delayed. And they wronged us. And I got to take my flamethrower. And
they wronged us.
They wronged us. Stuff. Yes.
But yes.
I think the presence of... Yeah, I think Jaku's right. And also including Pokemon Let's Go, the presence of those three games all releasing this year, they've got to be playable at this point. They're going to be in the booths. I think it's going to be a lot more dispersed of a focus.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I'm really hoping for like a big giant Metroid.
Yeah, setup. That would be really cool.
Full blown out. Like, I want some cool pictures of like a dope Metroid setup. But yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I guess it does seem like they're coming out with, you know, if they're showing off Star Fox and Punch Out and Metroid, if they're showing off all these different game series, then it would make sense to probably take a step back away from that.
Can if Nintendo ever does launch a VR helmet, can it be in the shape of a Metroid?
That would be dope.
That would be really cool.
I would buy that anyway.
I'd buy two.
I'd buy that if it was just a hat.
I know, right? I'd need that as a winter hat. Oh man.
Yeah. What's our wildest dreams with Nintendo?
Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony merge and become a giant robot.
A giant robot.
X Water, I'm just moving on to you.
Mario Maker 2, wildest dream.
Yeah. Mario Maker 2. Yeah. I mean, Mario Maker 2 is the wildest dream. I don't think it's happening this year.
Same,
I do think it's gonna happen. I do think it is gonna happen.
Yeah, just not yet.
No, just not yet. I don't think it's the right time. And I think business wise it makes sense to really bring that at the end of the cycle. More the end of the cycle of the console.
I kind of want a 2D Mario though.
I wouldn't mind a 2D Mario game.
Yeah, that would be the like out of left field announcement that would get me excited. Yeah. Like a non-new Super Mario Bros. 2D title.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. a non-new Super Mario Bros. 2D
Let's be clear
title.
On that. Like,
yeah.
Do you think we're done with Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild as far as like meaningful expansions go?
I think Zelda's done. I think Odyssey, we might see something.
Same.
Okay. Man, I really am ready for another Zelda title, and I know that sounds crazy, but
I think the 3DS will have something Zelda-related announced.
Well, I mean,
that bums me out.
There's that, and there's rumors that there are games coming to the Switch that are remakes of other Zelda games, so I don't think we're done with Zelda. I think we're done with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah, my wildest dream is going to be an official Zelda rando.
Yeah, that's
a good
dope.
One.
Yeah, that's my wildest dream, and I think I feel like Nintendo has to like be looking at that and be like, yeah, we could make that. Mm-hmm. Why not? So that's my wildest dream prediction. All right, that's good. Yeah. That was a good E3 preview right there.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't even have to watch.
Researched and done, friends.
Yeah, you don't even have to. Mm-hmm. If you listen to this, you don't even have to watch any of the rest of E3 coverage next week because this is all facts, and this is probably mm-hmm. what's exactly going to happen.
And we will be talking about E3 next week. What did happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It may be a repeat of this entire episode. Just be. It is. We get a day off. It's great.
Just be prepared. Yeah, because we all predicted the future. I'm going to freak out if literally a giant robot attacks E3.
That would be amazing. Oh, also, Mother 3. Mother 3. Craziest thing ever. Yeah. Mother 3. All right. I'm done.
Okay, let's move on to our almost newly named segment.
Yeah, so this is the last listener's question segment or whatever. I will,
because it's going to have a name.
It's going to have a name next week. And you, the listener, can choose. What?
We had a lot of good suggestions.
Do I get to vote? Or
yeah.
Not on the podcast.
Put it down to our top two.
Okay, but I can email it in though, right?
Yeah, you can email it in.
Cool.
Yeah.
So before we get to the one question we have this week for, we got a lot of write-ins. We got a lot of great suggestions. Some of these suggestions we got multiple suggestions on, and I was honestly like, oh, we got a clear winner. I'm not going to say which one, but the two that we've picked that you guys can pick from at home, and if you really think of a better one in that time, maybe we extend it.
No. These are the only you can only vote between.
This is
these
the
two.
Final. This is the grand final.
No, I don't
want to.
What if he? Okay.
No, barring, these two are bangers.
Barring anything that is just blows all of our minds, these are your choices. We have A, Letters from the Princess.
Uh huh.
Or
that's a good one.
The Question Block.
Both good ones.
Both good.
They're both.
Good
ones.
I feel like the Question Block.
So good.
The Question Block takes a little bit more thinking, but it's both are really, really good.
Yeah.
And I love them both. So, yes, please vote on those. Let us know which one you want it to be named. Hit us up with that.
Yeah. How do we
podcast,
vote, though?
Email.
podcast@warp.world.
Yeah. And just type that.
Email that.
Name in the subject. I'm not going to read any messages. I'm just going to read the subject. No, I'll probably read them. All right. So for the one question we got this week, this is from Manic T. And they ask, what trend on Twitch and or YouTube are you completely fed up with? Also, are there any trends, memes, or advancements that you think we'll see within the streaming ecosystem within the next few years? I'm just going to remind Xwater and Pooh real quick that, you know, we have a lot of developments in our system and a lot of that's not public yet. So just refrain from giving away too much of our copyrighted secrets.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Manic T, first I want you to smash that like button, ring that bell, and get the heck out of that trend on YouTube for
God.
Me. Because that's just like, ugh.
There's nothing you can do about it. I don't say that on my videos, but fuck, like it literally.
It helps.
It helps.
It does.
It does.
I hate it. Helps.
It does, but I don't like it.
I know.
I hate it.
I know. The problem is people don't remember to subscribe or they're just watching.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to remind them.
Oh, yeah, I should subscribe. I've caught myself doing it. I've been like, oh, yeah, I should subscribe.
Yeah, like, it works. Yeah. It really does. And, like, I don't like it because everyone does it now. And nothing's original. But you have to say it. Otherwise, people don't do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Dabbing.
That's true.
Completely get rid of that.
Just, you know what?
I'm a flamethrower. Like, I'm going to remind you of that, anyone that dabs.
You know what I would like to get rid of is the just like, I'm trying to put this delicately. How do I want to say this? I would like to get rid of the trying to outdo your shittiness as a human to get views.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like you're getting infamous, not famous.
Yeah.
You know, which are two different things.
You're not, yeah. And you're doing it under.
You know what I mean? The trend I would like to see. I would like to stop rewarding these people.
There you go. That's,
you know what I mean? The people that are doing morally shitty things. You know what I mean? Nothing. I understand. Like, there's people that love. I don't want to. A certain League of Legends streamer who shares the same haircut with me. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be rewarding that guy when he gets unbanned after 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we shouldn't be rewarding these people for these things. But.
I
that's the trend I want to see die.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
I think is as harsh it is as it is to say. I think a lot of that too is a reflection of
society, what
of the people and of the society.
The current. What do I want? I don't want to say moral standards, but like the not give a fuckness or the
attitude of the general population.
Yeah, like I feel like. We forget that, you know, the rest of humans out there that are suffering, you know, from this are actual humans that, you know, feel empathy would be cool, I guess, you know?
Yeah,
I know that's such a stupid fucking thing to say. I don't want to get past that, but I would totally agree with that. I don't like the latching on, the active latching on of just morally shit dudes, you know? And we don't need that. Like, it's silly. You know what I mean? It's not,
you know,
it's
you're
not
so
funny.
Right.
It's not funny in a comedic way. It's like, it's not like, man, I look at like Jackass, which is like art. Like it was really dumb and super stupid. We thought it was fucking hilarious, but those weren't like shitty dudes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not like what I mean, like Jake Paul going to Japan is like the thing I want to say, but that's not like him going and completely disrespecting culture. They would go out in the middle of nowhere and do stupid shit. You know, I don't know.
Sidebar, I guess, and kind of around the same time as Jackass.
I just get off my lawn, everybody.
Tom Green, I want to share this and maybe get your guys' perspective on this. I follow him on Twitter because I realize he's on Twitter now. I used to watch that show way too much. X-Water, I mean, you were in Canada. You probably were watching it before as well.
He humped a dead moose.
Yep.
He tweeted today complaining about a guy on a cell phone when they were in their airplane. Like they didn't take off yet, but he's like, oh, this guy's annoying on his cell phone. He's talking really loud. And I replied with him with a video of him in a store with a megaphone.
Yeah, because his shtick was, look at how obnoxious I can be.
Yeah. I'm like, you're comparing, like, I hate people on cell phones on planes when they talk loud too. But like, he doesn't have any room to talk, I feel like.
Yeah, you built your career off of that.
It was definitely.
And so much more.
I had to share that because it was like definitely the pot calling the kettle black in that situation, I feel like. But so those are trends and things we want to see get removed from Twitch and YouTube. And I think we're all for all of those. What are some advancements you think we'll see with the streaming ecosystem? I will start. And I will say that we've already seen some of it recently with Twitch, with very low delay. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And I really hope to see like multiple cameras. And before anyone emails in and says, oh, Jacko, YouTube has that. Fuck YouTube streaming. I'm just going to say it. Who's passionate about things? YouTube live streaming sucks. It can get better, sure. But until it does, don't tell me about it. I don't care.
Yeah. It's not a fun experience. I would agree with that. I've talked about it before. I always see production value constantly going up. Mm-hmm. I think that's an advancement that a lot of, you know, people are striving for. And I think you're seeing it incrementally through different streams and different unique streamers who, quite frankly, have the talent and foresight to do those things. You know, like I always have to ask Jakku to build me my stuff, and I feel guilty most of the time doing that. So I definitely think you're going to see an update in production value. I also think you're going to see the industry actually get older and mature. And I know that kind of ties back to what we were just talking about, but I do think as, you know, more and more kids that grew up with YouTube and Twitch now, you know, as they become, over the next 5 years, college students, adults, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Have meaningful jobs, start becoming responsible and shit like that. I think you're going to see kind of a maturation of this product in a lot of different ways. And they're not going to deal with the low quality streams anymore. And the, you know, the shitty audio or like the, you know, the lack of seemingly normal things, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I do see that happening. And you know what else? You know what another trend I see happening is the mass, like, I don't want to say commercialization, but we're going to get eaten up somehow. Like, as more and more companies realize that there's money to be made in here, this is the future one way or another of some sort of entertainment, we're going to get...
I see what...
People are going to like be owned by Walmart soon. You know what I mean? Like
Disney
shit like
buys
that,
Twitch
you know?
Streamer Grand Pooh Bear.
So, yeah I could totally see stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's going to be, I see that happening as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Axe water?
So, cash out when you can, baby.
Anything you see?
I don't know what to say.
Man, honestly, as far as like, yeah, developments in the space, I think we're going to see like, a continuation of just the convenience level of a lot of the things that used to be really hard to do not be as hard anymore and go up. Like you think about the products Elgato alone has released in the last little while, like the last year or two. And there's things like the Cam Link, the portable no delay capture card, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just getting easier and easier to like set up a good stream. And I think it's going to keep going that way. Like we're going to like next thing's going to be someone's going to drop like the new streamer webcam that beats out the Logitech C920 and 22 and all that stuff. And it's going to be like catered directly to broadcasters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree with that. More cool technical stuff's going to keep getting easier. And that's going to allow more people like me who are dumb to do that cool stuff.
Did you ever have to deal with like setting up a capture card that had delay and everything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I had an external capture card. Yeah. I went from I had no capture card at first and an external capture card. And then I went internal. So I've like done the whole delay thing where
just a pain in the butt.
And it was always a pain in the butt. It never like worked right. The delay would be different every day. So like you couldn't
keep
your settings.
So you'd have to do a test little broadcast to yourself for the recording.
Oh, every day, you know what I mean? It was always bad. Bad audio setups, like where I couldn't hear what was happening on my PC. Sometimes I'd have like echo audio, and like and when you have no viewers, no one tells
right.
you. So you just don't even know. You're just like putting on this horrible show. And I think I definitely see more advancements of that, but I really do see like there being like more channels of just, you know, not like individual user content, you know what I mean? But it's like high production channels with a lot of people working on them. And I see that being a big future and a big trend.
Yeah.
And something I kind of think is, you know, I think we're all very pro collaboration here. Mm-hmm. You know, we like having our individual collaboration more so than, you know,
all our own entities love to work together.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I hope it stays more like that, but I do see it being more corporate, you know? And I think even when you see things like the Snoop Dogg stream, you see it going that way, you know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, E3 has a celebrity tournament Fortnite thing. Like, they're coming.
You're gonna see a lot more, you know, made stars maybe than like naturally made stars. I don't know. I know that sounds weird, but like in a bottle.
Yeah,
stars.
Twitch.
Like the way Disney Channel makes like little robot singers. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the live streaming world's changing. I mean, you've always been a big vocal about like the production values and people getting like production teams, and it has been kind of ramping up. So like you've been saying that for years, and you're absolutely right. Oh, like yeah. It's only going to get better, and it's going to get corporate. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. We'll see. There's going to be a lot more opportunities. It'll be different. For people. Yeah. Difference does not, just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad.
All differences come with pros and cons, baby.
And here's a con for this podcast. It's ending.
Series,
just today's episode.
Jakku, but I need more. If only you guys did a second episode a week.
You know, X-Water, we thought about it, and we had these two really great guys plan to make a second podcast a week, and we went with it.
Oh, dude, shit, no way.
X-Water, I'm just impressed by your like work ethic. I don't know when you find time to do all this shit and film an extra podcast.
Yeah, it's been a really busy month, but thank you. No, that means a lot coming especially from either of you guys. So
I mean, I'm busy, but I'm just like, I don't know how the hell I'd fit in an extra fucking podcast. So like props to you, man. That's awesome. And props to the Warped World Historians. Like, you guys definitely need to check it out. It'll be dropping right before this podcast. It'll be the episode right before this.
And then you're actually on the second one. So this week's episode was going to have me, you, and Keys.
Yeah. So you'll get a double dose of us, me and X-Water. Sorry, Jakku.
It's fine. You know, I got things. I got friends. I can hang out with other people. Yeah,
he's got robots to fight. Oh, who's going to protect us from Sony Soft?
Sony Soft. Oh, man. But yeah, definitely check out the first episode of Warp World Historians if you are listening to this and you missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also continue checking us out. Warp World Podcast. Rate us, like us, subscribe to us.
Hit that bell and ring that subscribe button.
Smash it on down. Make
email. Yeah, you know what? We just complain about it, and then we fucking do it at the end of every one of our podcasts. You have to do it. You have to do it.
But at least we put it at the end, so you can turn off your phone now. You know. Yeah.
Email us too, podcast@warp.world. Give us your questions.
Yeah. Goodbye.
That's it. All right. Episode Quattro Siete. Gone. We out.
Goodbye.